Masechet Kelim, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. In the second Perek, we mentioned that if you have an earthenware utensil that a piece broke off of, we said that if it has the ability to hold on to a certain amount of liquid without being supported by anything else, it could stand on its own, it's still considered to be a keli and has the ability to become tameh. Now we'll elaborate on what it means that it has the ability to stand on its own. Mishnah says, "Haheres she'eno yachol la'amod bifnei ozno." A broken piece of earthenware that doesn't have the ability to stand on its own and hold liquid because of the handle, which causes it to tip over. For example, let's say there's a earthenware jug that has two handles attached to it, and now the utensil cracks, it breaks. One piece of the utensil falls off with one of these handles. If there wasn't another handle on here, on the other side, it would have had the ability to support liquid and stand on its own. But now that there's another handle still on the jug, it weighs too much on that side and therefore it falls over. So therefore the broken piece cannot hold the required amount of liquid unless it's propped against something else in order to distribute the weight properly. So it really could hold on to the liquid. It's just that there's a piece on the utensil that's weighing it and pushing it in a certain direction. In that type of case, in that type of scenario, or the following case, shehaya bo hidud hidud machri'o, if there was a sharp point sticking out from the bottom because of the break, and the sharp point caused it to tip over. So here again, it's a similar type of case. The utensil has the ability to support itself, but because of the break caused it now not to be able to because there's a sharp point on the bottom. In those cases, tahor, the utensil is pure. It cannot stand on its own and hold on to the amount of liquid. Therefore, it's not considered to be a keli. We disregard the fact that it's not the utensil itself that can't stand on its own, and the fact that it's a detail there that's not making it stand on its own. We disregard that, and we say it can't stand on its own, and therefore it's considered to be tahor going forward. Nitla ha'ozen, nishbara hidud. If the handle that was causing it to tip over was removed, or the sharp point that was not allowing it to balance itself was broken off, tahor, the broken piece remains tahor, even though it now can hold on to the required amount of liquid. Once a earthenware utensil loses its ability to become tameh, it can never become tameh again. We learned this out from the case of gistira, as we had earlier, a broken piece that does have the ability to hold on to liquid. It's still considered to be tameh, has the ability to become tameh, but because people would hold on to that and have some use of it because it could hold on to the liquid. But once the gistira, the broken piece, then is broken even more, for example, when it gets a hole, that piece is usually thrown out by people, therefore it's not considered to be a utensil anymore, and it's considered to be tahor, it's pure. Only a utensil could become tameh. Even if the hole is later plugged up, we said that it doesn't matter. It's no longer considered a keli anymore because people usually throw this out. So we would apply the same deen to this. The broken piece remains tahor, even though the ozen, the piece that was on it, the also was removed. But a bihuda me tameh, according to the bihuda, he considers it to be tameh because he doesn't compare it to the case of gistera. He says, no, gistera is different. In the cases that we're talking about in our Mishnah, the broken piece was fit to hold on to the liquid. There's no hole in it for like gistera. It was just something else was there, the handle or the sharp point that was preventing it from having the ability to function on its own. But once those obstacles were removed, everything is back. So therefore, the broken piece is considered to be a keli, even though it was not a keli before. But in the gistera case, the hole that was in it took away its ability to hold liquid, and therefore it wasn't even a keli. So Rabbi Yehuda would not compare the two cases. Chavit shenifhata v'hi mekabelet al dofnoteha. The barrel whose bottom was broken, but it could still hold liquids with its walls when you put the barrel down on its side. If you lay it on its side, it could still hold on to liquid. Or the barrel was split down the middle from top to bottom, and when you lie it on its side, now it's two ovals that can hold liquid
when they're on their sides. Rabbi Yehuda Metahir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that the remaining pieces are tahor. They're not considered to be kelim because they cannot hold liquid when they're in their original normal position. But the rabbis say, no, they are tameh. They are considered to be kelim because even complete barrels are sometimes laid on their side, and therefore, that's considered to be their original position as well.